Let me ask you a question. Have you ever believed on something that looks so real and you just got trapped in some sort of lie? Well, you might know, but fake news nowadays spreads so fast throughout our society because of today's technology development. Fake news, or you can say hoax news, is false or misleading information that often has the aim of damaging someone's reputation or making money through advertising revenue through social media. Well, I assume you don't know my name yet, so let me introduce myself. Hello, my name is Sharon, and today I am going to be your host for this session. So as your host today, we are going to be talking about how easy it is to believe false news, the consequences, and how to overcome it. First of all, there was a case that appeared on 8th April 2023 on Facebook saying that there was a herbal concoction that can make us never experience toothache ever again in our lifetime. This post even appeared on TikTok, and it was posted by an account called Dani Chandik. But a dentist responded to that post saying that the method described in the video was incorrect. Anggiaratri Renjana, who is the dentist, explained that the method by gargling with boiled lime or orange leaves and salt can only relieve the pain of a toothache, not cure it completely. Another article stated that the general chairperson of the Association of Indonesian Traditional Medicine and Herbal Medicine Developers, Dr. Ingrid Tania MSE, said that this concoction are anti-inflammatory or pain relievers. But he emphasized that this is only for mild toothaches, not serious ones. So he recommends to still have an examination with a dentist to reduce and eliminate the real cause of your toothache. From the case that we have heard, it can be said that the person who uploaded the post has harmed the society because he has spread false news. Now, as an Indonesian citizen, he has violated the law. The ITE law has emphasized on section 45A, verse 1, which stated, "Setiap orang yang sengaja menyebarkan berita bohong dan menyesatkan yang mengakibatkan kerugian konsumen dalam transaksi elektronik bisa dikenakan pidana penjara yang paling lama 6 tahun dan atau denda maksimal 1 miliar rupiah." From the first that we have learned that the perpetrator of the case has violated state regulations because they intentionally spread false news throughout social media. Now, maybe for views and for fame. It's not clear what is their full intention behind this and the consequences of their actions. But we should learn from this mistake to never do it because it can lead to jail or us paying for the debt. Not only obeying ITE law, but as an Indonesian citizen, we should also follow our national principle, which is the five basic principles of Pancasila. Not a lot of people follow the principle because they don't realize their actions can really harm others. But let me tell you that this case can be a severely dangerous issue in national and social life, especially when it literally has violated the third basic principles of Pancasila, which said the unity of Indonesia. In this case, it tells us how the perpetrator intentionally spreads misleading news, which the more false news spreading, it will create chaos in society. And can't be called the unity of Indonesia when all the citizens are not even united. The consequences of spreading hoax news widely are not only experienced by the perpetrators, but also by the Indonesian nation. The more fake news spreads, the more chaos, commotion, conflict, and disunity there will be between citizens because they don't trust each other. Now imagine if some people believe but others don't. In the end, they will also maintain their own ego. Not only that, but as an outsider, you will also feel that Indonesia is spreading too much fake news, resulting in less trust in us. It is not mentioned by the website, but if the perpetrator is a Christian, not only has he violated Indonesian law, but they have also violated Christian ethics. According to Exodus 23, verse 1, which said, You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. Ellicott said that this verse holds a meaning that we should not be friends or follow others in spreading fake news. If we receive fake news, we do not need to listen to it or even follow it. Therefore, when receiving a message or information, please look for the truth first. In conclusion, this case has taught us a lot that all of our actions can have consequences. We can never avoid this issue, but at least we can prevent us from believing some fake news. If you ever listen or get news, always check the truth on a more trusted website such as Google. And as a perpetrator, if you know that you are spreading fake news, remember that as a Christian, you are violating God's word set in Exodus 23, verse 1. And as an Indonesian citizen, you must face the consequences of violating the ITE law, section 45A, verse 1, in the form of imprisonment of at least 6 years or a fine of up to 1 billion rupiah. Lastly, if you ever find fake news spreading around, don't ever hesitate to complain to the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Kominfo, by contacting this email, aduancontent@mail.kominfo.go.id. I really hope that today all of you learned something from this episode. And always remember to be a good example and always spread kindness wherever you go. Thank you for listening until the end, and I hope that we can meet again in another time. Goodbye, everyone.